Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Just reminding you, if you have something you'd like to contribute, it's pretty easy. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, middle initial H, as in Hill, and Burge, B-U-R-G-E, kimhburge@gmail.com. So if you have something to contribute, send it to us. Please include the name of the author. Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders, top-notch horse operations, and leading sheep producers. It's all in the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And Kim, what are you going to share with us on this edition of The Good Stuff?
Well, first off, let's talk a little bit more about grandchildren. We've been doing a little bit of that this week. Of course, we've been doing a little bit of everything. Going to start off with my trusty World Book Encyclopedia in hand. I was showing my grandson a page picturing several national flags. I pointed to the American flag and asked, "What flag is this?" Quickly, he exclaimed, "That's the flag of our country." "Very good," I continued, and pressing the issue, asked, "And what is the name of our country?" "'Tis of thee," he said confidently. And another one. As new neighbors moved in down the block, I asked the little girl that I saw playing in the yard if she had any brothers and sisters. She replied simply, "No, I'm the lonely child."
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us today, Kim. I have something. The author is unknown on this, but it's called The Lady's Aid. The old church bell had long been cracked. Its call was but a groan. It seemed to sound a funeral knell with every broken tone. "We need a bell," the brethren said, "but taxes must be paid. We have no money we can spare. Just ask the lady's aid." The shingles on the roof were old. The rain came down in rills. The brethren slowly shook their heads and read the monthly bills. The chairman of the board arose and said, "I'm afraid that we shall have to lay the case before the lady's aid." The preacher's salary was behind. The poor man blushed to meet the grocery and the butcher when they passed him on the street. But nobly spoke the brethren then, "Pastor, you shall be paid. We'll call upon the treasure of our wonderful lady's aid." "Oh," said the man, "the way to heaven is long and hard and steep. With slopes of ease on either side, the path is hard to keep. We cannot climb the heights alone. Our hearts are sore dismayed. We ne'er shall get to heaven at all without the lady's aid." The Lady's Aid, author unknown today on The Good Stuff. I'm going to go ahead and share another one here that was sent in to Jim for a while back here called Her Diary. This is what she wrote. "Tonight I thought my husband was acting weird. We had made plans to meet at a nice restaurant for dinner. I was shopping with my friends all day long, so I thought he was upset at the fact that I was a bit late, but he made no comment on it. Conversation wasn't flowing, so I suggested that we go somewhere quiet so we could talk. He agreed, but he didn't say much. I asked him what was wrong. He said nothing. I asked him if it was my fault that he was upset. He said that he wasn't upset, that it had nothing to do with me, and not to worry about it. On the way home, I told him that I loved him. He smiled slightly and kept driving. I can't explain his behavior. I don't know why he didn't say, 'I love you too.' When we got home, I felt as if I had lost him completely, as if he wanted nothing to do with me anymore. He just sat there quietly and watched TV. He continued to seem distant and absent. Finally, with silence all around us, I decided to go to bed. About 15 minutes later, he came to bed, but I still felt that he was distracted and his thoughts were somewhere else. He fell asleep. I cried. I don't know what to do. I'm almost sure that his thoughts are with someone else. My life is a disaster." Now, that's her diary. Now, his diary said something like this, if guys were going to keep a diary. "Motorcycle won't start. Can't figure out why." The difference between men and women. "My father was completely lost in the kitchen and never ate unless someone else prepared a meal for him. When mother was ill, however, he volunteered to go to the supermarket for her. She sent him off with a carefully numbered list of 7 items. Dad returned shortly, very proud of himself, and proceeded to unpack the grocery bags. He had 1 bag of sugar, 2 dozen eggs, 3 hams, 4 boxes of detergent, 5 boxes of crackers, 6 eggplants, and 7 green peppers." You can figure out how he read the list. Again, the difference between men and women there. Folks, we appreciate you sending those things to kimhburge@gmail.com for the good stuff.